everyone. Ready to dive into something that's way more complex than it seems?
Oh, yeah.
We're talking photo booths today. You know those things you see at every wedding party? You name it. You just sort of point, shoot, make a funny face.
Yeah.
But honestly, there's a whole world behind getting those photos just right.
Absolutely.
Like, you want those to be memories you treasure, not just some blurry messes.
Exactly.
So today, we're going to help you figure out how to pick the perfect photo booth.
Boss.
But you won't have any regrets later. No, I wish I knew that moment.
The thing is, people get so hung up on price, right?
Yeah.
But that's only one tiny piece of the puzzle. A photo booth is capturing how your whole event feels.
Hmm, I like that.
And that comes down to all sorts of little details that really make a difference.
Okay, so our source is like waving a giant warning flag about those too good to be true prices.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the super cheap photo booth. Hmm. Is it really just you get what you pay for? Or is there something else specific about photo booths we gotta watch out for?
Think of it this way. It's your wedding reception. The lights are low. Everyone's dancing.
Romantic.
A cheap camera. It's just gonna struggle in that.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll end up with blurry faces, the colors all washed out. But a DSLR camera.
Oh, okay.
One with a good flash and all that. Those are made for these situations.
Interesting. Like,
comparing a quick phone pic to a real portrait, you know?
That makes sense. Nobody wants a bunch of shadowy figures in their wedding album.
Exactly.
So DSLR cameras, that's a must-have. But I gotta be honest, all the tech stuff goes right over my head.
Haha, I hear ya.
What makes a DSLR so much better at capturing the, I don't know, the soul of an event?
Right.
Compared to just using my phone camera, for example?
It's not just about, like, megapixels or whatever. A DSLR, it has this bigger sensor, so it can take in more light, basically.
Oh.
That means sharper pics, better colors, especially when it's dim, like we were saying.
Mm.
Plus, a pro photo booth setup will have special lenses.
Okay.
You know, the ones meant for taking portraits. Everyone will look their best.
Oh, that makes sense. And I bet those professional photos won't fade so quickly either.
Exactly. You're investing in something that'll last.
Right.
You'll have high-quality prints.
Nice.
They won't turn yellow, none of that. Something you can actually frame.
Yeah.
Put it in an album, and it'll be great for years.
All right. So quality over those bargain basement prices. Got it. Now for the fun part, props.
Uh-huh.
You know, the silly hats, the oversized glasses. I was at a wedding once, and they had these inflatable dinosaurs.
Oh, wow.
I swear people were going crazy for them.
While dinosaurs aren't everyone's cup of tea, you've hit on something important. Props aren't just for giggles, though they're great for that, too.
Yeah.
They get people to loosen up, to interact more, especially if some folks are kind of shy.
True.
A prop can break the ice.
Yeah.
You know? You get more genuine smiles that way.
Oh, for sure. It's like you're giving everyone permission to be goofy and have a good time.
Good.
But our source mentioned something interesting. Even if a company offers props, do they actually fit the vibe of your event?
Oh, that's crucial. You wouldn't want pirate hats at a fancy gala, right?
Ah, I guess not, huh?
It's about making it yours. Maybe you've got signs with your wedding hashtag.
Cute.
Or props that go with your theme, like old Hollywood superheroes.
Right, right.
Whatever fits your style.
Makes total sense. Okay, moving on to attendants. Honestly, the idea of a single attendant booth kind of stresses me out.
Oh, why that?
Like, what if there's a huge line, the printer jams, and everyone's getting impatient? Chaos.
I can see that.
It just seems like asking for trouble.
It really depends, though.
Oh.
For a big event, yeah, two attendants is ideal. But someone really skilled can handle a smaller thing on their own.
Hmm.
Especially if you're going for a chill DIY feel.
Okay, so it's not always a disaster waiting to happen.
Nope.
But for a big bash, two attendants is the way to go. What exactly are they doing that makes such a big difference?
Think of them like photo booth ninjas.
Yeah.
Keeping everything running smoothly.
I like it.
One handles all the tech stuff, the printing, fixing any problems.
Right.
The other one, they're the hype person. Keeping the energy up, helping with props, suggesting poses.
Fun.
It's like having a piney director for your little impromptu photo shoot.
So it's more than just crowd control. They actually help make the experience better.
Exactly. They can make the difference between guests feeling awkward or having a blast and getting those photos that are really memorable.
Wow, I never thought of it that way. It's like a tiny entertainment team dedicated to the photo booth. Okay, on to something I learned the hard way. Timing.
Yeah.
Picture this. You've planned this amazing wedding. Every detail is perfect.
Okay.
But the photo booth, it's just sitting there unused for like an hour during cocktail hour.
Ugh, the dreaded idle hour trap.
Exactly.
That's why talk about timing with the vendor is so important.
Right.
Like if your reception starts at 7, but the booth's ready at 4, you could be paying for 3 hours of nothing.
Oof.
That's a couple hundred bucks wasted, easy.
Ouch, that's money that could be spent on more fun stuff. So clear communication is key.
Definitely.
Make sure you're not paying for time when the booth's just sitting there. But there's another timing issue, right?
Oh, yeah.
What if you get so caught up in the party that you forget to even use the photo booth?
It happens more than you think. The day flies by, you're greeting guests, dancing.
Right.
Suddenly it's almost over, and you haven't gotten a single picture.
I can totally see that happening. So what's the solution? Should I set an alarm on my phone? Photo booth time?
Ha-ha, you could. Scheduling even 5 or 10 minutes
Ooh.
specifically for photos can be a lifesaver. Maybe right after the cake cutting or a toast.
Okay.
That way you're guaranteed to get those pics,
Makes sense.
even if the day gets crazy.
Great tip. Put it right on the schedule, make an announcement, something.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've covered quality, props, attendance, and timing. What else do we need to conquer the photo booth world?
Well, fate. Welcome back to our deep dive on photo booths. Before the break, we were talking about scheduling some photo booth time for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't miss out on all the fun.
Yeah.
It's easy to forget with everything going on.
Totally.
Yeah.
Speaking of getting swept up, our source said something interesting.
What's up?
They said photo booths can capture the feeling of an event, not just people's faces.
I like that.
I'm kind of curious, what exactly do they mean by that?
It's the difference between those posed photos and those candid moments.
Okay.
Your photographer will get those nice formal shots, but the photo booth,
Yeah.
that's where the real emotion comes out.
Yeah.
The laughing, the silly poses, those little moments that show what the party was really like.
I get it. It's like years later, you're not just looking at a photo, you're right back in that moment. You
Exactly.
can practically hear the music and feel the energy.
It's those spontaneous bursts of joy. That's what makes photo booth pictures so special.
I love that.
They tell a story. It goes beyond just who was there. They capture the vibe, the atmosphere, the whole heart of the event.
It's like a time capsule of emotions, basically. Okay, so we talked about quality being important, the
Yep.
power of props, having an awesome attendant, and being smart about timing.
Yep.
But our source is suggesting we think even bigger. Like, what's the purpose behind having a photo booth at all?
That's deep.
I'm intrigued. What else should we be thinking about?
Ask yourself, what kind of memories do you want to create? What feeling do you want your guests to leave with? Maybe it's all about silliness and laughter.
Okay.
Or maybe you're going for something more elegant, vintage.
So it's about setting the tone, making the experience match your vision.
Exactly. And that brings us to another big decision, that extra hour of rental.
Oh, yeah, that's the million-dollar question. It's tempting to cut costs, especially when you're already spending a lot of time.
True.
Our source seems pretty passionate about that extra hour, though. Why is that?
Remember how we talked about those idle hours?
Yeah.
Let's say you rent the booth for 3 hours, but your reception is 4.
Okay.
Adding that extra hour might seem like a waste, but it gives your guests way more flexibility.
I see where you're going with this. It's less about cramming everyone in
Right.
and more about letting people use the booth whenever they feel like it.
Exactly. Nobody feels rushed or pressured,
Right.
and you avoid those long lines that happen at busy times.
Yeah.
Plus, let's be real. Even the best planned parties can run late.
Oh, for sure.
That extra hour is like a buffer,
Okay.
So
Yeah.
you don't have to shut down the photo booth fun early if things get pushed back.
It's like peace of mind, and everyone gets to enjoy it more.
It's an investment in the experience. More fun, more memories, less stress overall.
All right, you convinced me. Extra hour it is. Now, this might sound silly,
Go ahead.
but I've always wondered, do you have any control over the booth once you've booked it?
What do you mean?
Like, what if there are certain times you don't want people distracted by the lights and all that?
Oh, yeah. It's your event. You get to decide when the booth is used.
Okay, good.
If you want to close during the ceremony, speeches, anything like that,
Yeah.
just tell the attendants.
Phew, that's a relief. I was imagining this rogue photo booth flapping away at the worst times.
No worries.
So communication is key. Setting boundaries with the attendants. They're
Absolutely.
there to help, not make things harder.
Exactly. Now let's talk about something else that can make or break the experience.
The backdrop.
Oh yeah, the backdrop. It's like the stage for all the silliness.
Right. I've seen everything from simple curtains to elaborate sets.
I know.
So many options. Where do you even start with choosing the right one?
Think of it like this. The backdrop, it should match the overall look of your event.
Okay.
So you just go with your theme, colors, that kind of thing.
Got it. But there's so many choices. Are there any like classic backdrops that always work?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it all about getting super creative and customized?
There are definitely some timeless options,
yeah.
Like plain black or white.
No, simple.
Those are always elegant.
Yeah.
They go with anything. That way, the focus is on the people and the props.
Yeah, that's true. It's like a blank canvas for all the fun.
Right.
But what if you want something with a little more personality, a bit more flair?
Then you can get creative. Play with textures, patterns, colors.
Mm.
Sequins add instant glam. A floral wall brings a touch of romance.
I'm picturing a rustic wooden backdrop for an outdoor wedding.
Ooh, nice.
Or a bold geometric pattern for like a modern art party.
The possibilities are endless. You can even go all out with a custom backdrop.
Oh, wow.
Something that tells your unique story, you know?
Like what?
Maybe it's a cityscape of where you met. Or a whimsical forest scene, if that's your vibe.
Okay, now I'm getting excited. It's not just taking a picture, it's creating a whole experience.
Exactly. And don't forget those little details that can make it even better.
Like what?
String lights, lanterns, balloons, even props placed just right.
Right.
It all adds depth and makes it visually interesting.
It's about thinking outside the box, making a backdrop that's not just pretty, but adds to the fun of the whole photo booth.
And remember, the backdrop doesn't have to stay the same all night.
Ah.
You can switch it up to keep things fresh, start with something formal, then switch to something more playful later.
I love that. It's like creating different moods or scenes.
Exactly. And you don't need a huge budget for a stunning backdrop.
That's good to hear.
Get crafty with DIY, use decor you already have, or rent one.
Okay, so we've covered backdrops. What about lighting?
Oh, good point.
I've seen some booths that look like professional studios.
Yeah.
And others that are just kind of dimly lit.
Right.
How important is the lighting, really?
It's crucial. Lighting can make or break your photos.
Really?
Good lighting makes everyone look their best. It shows off the details.
Mm.
And it sets the mood.
So what kind of lighting should we be looking for? Are those bright studio lights the way to go?
It depends on the vibe you want.
Okay.
Studio lighting can create those sharp, high fashion shots.
Yeah.
But it can also feel a bit harsh for a party.
I can see that. You don't want people squinting in every picture. So what's a good alternative?
Soft, diffused lighting is usually best for events.
Okay.
It creates that warm, inviting glow, perfect for those candid moments.
I like that.
You can get that with string lights, lanterns, even lamps placed just right.
Like a cozy little photo studio right in the middle of the party. What about booths that have lighting built in already?
Mm.
Are those usually good enough, or should you always bring extra lights?
Built-in lighting can be okay, but ask the vendor about it.
Okay.
What kind of lights, how strong they are.
Right.
If you're not sure, it's always safer to have some backups, just in case.
Better safe than sorry.
Right.
Especially with something as important as lighting. Okay, we talked backdrops, lighting. What about the photos themselves?
Oh, right.
Are we stuck with those standard little strips, or can you get creative with the format?
You can absolutely get creative. There are so many fun photo formats to choose from now.
Like what?
You can do classic prints, of course,
yeah.
But you can also do magnets, keychains, even tiny photo albums.
Wow, that's cool. I love the idea of guests getting a little keepsake they can actually use.
Right, and don't forget about digital.
Oh, yeah.
Most booths offer downloads, social media sharing, even gifts and boomerangs.
Okay, now we're talking. That's perfect for keeping the party going online.
Exactly. And it's a great way to create those lasting memories that are easy to share.
So we've covered a ton today. Cameras, lighting, backdrops, photo formats. I'm feeling pretty informed.
Thank you.
But before we wrap up this whole photo booth deep dive,
mm-hmm.
Is there anything else we should think about when choosing a company? Any red flags to watch out for?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
One of the most important things is the company's reputation.
Okay.
Look for reviews online, ask friends for recommendations.
Good idea.
And don't be afraid to call the company and ask questions.
Yeah.
Get a feel for their customer service.
That's smart. You want someone reliable, professional, who actually cares about your event.
Exactly. And don't forget to ask about their cancellation policy.
Oh, right.
What happens if something unexpected comes up?
So, reputation, experience, and a solid backup plan. Anything else?
Pay attention to the details. Do they offer custom options?
Okay.
Good selection of props and backdrops. Are they willing to work with you to create something really special?
It's the little things that can make the experience feel personal.
Exactly. And remember, choosing a photo booth company is just like choosing any other vendor.
Right.
You want to feel good about it, confident that they get what you want.
Okay, listeners, I think we've officially cracked the photo booth code. We went from the technical stuff to all the creative things that can really make your photo booth amazing.
And remember, at the end of the day, it's all about having fun and creating memories.
All right, that's it for part two. We'll be right back with our final thoughts and some parting advice to help you plan the ultimate photo booth. Stay tuned. We're back for the final part of our photo booth deep dive.
Woohoo!
We've talked about all the details, from cameras and lighting to backdrops and formats.
Yep.
Now it's time to bring it all together. What are your final thoughts on creating a truly amazing photo booth experience?
You know, one thing that really stands out to me is how a photo booth can actually make your whole event flow better.
Hmm, interesting.
It's not just some activity stuck in a corner. It can be part of the whole thing.
Yeah, I've seen that at weddings.
Oh, yeah.
The booth was right by the dance floor, and it kept the energy going all night.
That's what I'm talking about. People could jump in between songs, grab some props.
Right.
Strike a pose. It was great.
What if you created a little photo booth lounge area?
Ooh, I like that.
With comfy seats and fun decorations.
It'd be a destination for guests to chill, chat, and make memories.
A little party within the party. But how do you make sure the photo booth doesn't distract from other things?
Hmm.
Like the speeches, the first dance, those important moments.
Communication is key. Like we said before, set those boundaries with the attendants.
Right.
And think about the flow of your whole event. You don't want the booth competing with those special moments.
It's all about balance. So schedule a photo booth moment after the cake cutting.
Yeah.
Or announce it when there's a break in the dancing.
It's like a built-in activity to keep things exciting.
Don't underestimate a little friendly competition either.
Oh, yeah.
Encourage people to get creative with the props and poses.
Uh-huh. Love it.
Maybe even give a prize for the most outrageous photo.
A little motivation always helps.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of motivation, how do you make people feel comfortable enough to really let loose in the booth?
Good question.
That's where the magic of props and backdrops comes in.
Okay.
Make the space visually appealing, inviting people.
Yeah.
People will naturally feel more relaxed and playful.
And having tons of props gives people permission to express themselves.
Exactly. A great attendant can also make a huge difference.
Oh, for sure.
Someone who's energetic, encouraging.
Yeah.
Helping people come up with fun poses, bringing out those genuine smiles.
It's like a photo booth cheerleader, making sure everyone has a great time.
That's a great way to put it. So practical tips, creative ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But I think our source gave us a bigger message.
What's that?
It's not just about the photos. It's what they stand for, you know?
Yeah.
They capture the heart of your event, the emotions, the connections, all those moments that make it special.
That's not something you can just plan or control.
Right. It's the spontaneous moments, the laughter, the real connections between people. That's what makes those pictures so valuable.
So as you plan your photo booth adventures, remember to have fun. Embrace the unexpected.
I love that.
And really treasure those moments that make your event unique.
Because those are the memories that'll last a lifetime.
All right, everyone. That wraps up our photo booth deep dive.
Sad to see it go.
We hope you've enjoyed this journey into capturing memories and making unforgettable experiences.
Absolutely.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.